what's due on Saturday and Saturday night and Sunday and Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Usually Saturday night is pretty heavy, and I help the deputy sheriff. I work with him on it. It isn't ethical according to the attorneys, because if I help arrest or capture a man and catch him with the goods, really there isn't much trial if I'm a judge.
Well, you've seen the evidence firsthand, and that's not fair.
Well, they don't like that, but they let me get away with it. But they never take a change. I told them, I said, you can take a change of venue any time. There's a justice of the peace at Westfield that's 14 miles. But the sheriff force is so understaffed, it's pitiful. They're just two men, that's all.
Yeah, The whole county.
Well, one man is foolish to work by himself. We lost one good sheriff here that way. He went down here to arrest a drunk, and the drunk hid in the brush and shot him with buckshot and killed him.
Oh, dear.
He would have killed him for nothing in the world if he'd been sober. They're good friends. But anyway, when he's drunk, he didn't try to kill him. He's got his sense. Mm. And he killed him. One of the best sheriffs this county's ever had. Mm. So, this undersheriff is a young fella. He's 12 or 14 years younger than I.
He seems to be a nice man.
He's a nice fella. And he's a good lawyer. But he's firm, he don't stand for any foolishness.
Good.
But I told him, when he first started, I said, Gene, you're young, and there's a lot you don't know, and there's a lot I don't know about this law enforcement business. But I do know this, don't ever go after dark by yourself. I says, in time, while these hoodlums will create a dislike for you, and if there's three or four of them together and they're drinking and you're alone, they'll take advantage of you and cause you to have to kill one of them. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to kill anybody. Or they'll kill you. And to
Even worse.
Yeah. To avoid that, always be sure there's someone with you, and then they won't try anything. Mm-hmm. And they don't. They won't try anything when I'm with you. Mm-hmm. And I don't do anything, or if it's necessary, I'll get out, have blood in my hand, the car, have them shake them down. But we never had any trouble. I never expected. Of course, if I do, I'm prepared for it. I'm always armed too.
Has legalized liquor made any difference, better or
it
worse?
It has here. You'll have people tell you that it hasn't, but it certainly has. I can show you on the dockets here and at the city hall, and there's a vast difference. Mm-hmm. The big difference is wine, because they can get drunk on a 98-cent bottle of wine. They can really throw a good one. 98 cents worth of liquor won't get drunk.
No, I like good wine, but all this stuff.
They buy the cheapest thing.
Yeah, just tears your throat out. Yeah. And stuff.
Red Rooster is a popular brand here. Well, these Indians here, and you the whites, drink rubbing alcohol.
Boy, they die early, huh?
They sure do. But they just rubbing alcohol.
Any wine that has more than 12% is no good. Well then, may I come back Monday evening? Would that be good?
That'll be fine. Come back Monday.
I'll keep Tuesday open?
Yeah, keep Tuesday open. And if there's some place to plug that in,